Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. Now, I don't like clever clickbait titles, even though sometimes I get sucked into them. But I'm going to start the podcast with something that's going to sound just like that. When are low returns better than high returns? Trick question, right? And those come up in the popular culture, or teachers use, you know, they ask these questions, your professors. It's kind of this riddle or dilemma type question. I remember way back, and I'm 50, going to be 58 here soon. Eighth grade. What was I? 14? Yeah, I would have been 14. Our science teacher asked, I remember like where I was sitting in the class and where then my memory's normally not that good, but just remember this question for some reason. Well, I got it wrong. That's why I remember it. And I go, wow, it was the beginning of a very long losing streak on these things. But what would boil faster, cold water or hot water? So what would boil faster? And of course, this assumes that they're on the same range and the temperature is the same to get to boiling. You know the answer to that question? I'll give you a moment. If you think it'd be cold water, raise your hand. What if it's hot? Do you think it's going to be hot water that would boil faster? Raise your hand. Well, it's hot. I got it wrong, embarrassingly. And of course, he just said, well, you know, if it's already hot water, it's going to take less long to get to boiling. Duh, I got that one wrong. I get them all wrong when it comes to these questions. So I'm asking you this trick question. What's better, high returns or low returns? Think about it. Now, you absolutely need to have more information. And of course, here's the answer. Higher returns are better, right? You know, you want more money. And that if you have a higher return, you'll get more money. That's why we're doing this thing. That's why I'm in business. That's what we're here talking about. So let's have two options here, 2% or 4%. Which one's better? You could have either one. Well, what about 2% or 6%? 2% or 8%, 2% or 12%, 2% or 24%. You see where I'm going with this? Maybe you haven't figured that out yet. You think you're going to get the 24% if that's what's advertised? So why am I doing this? Client just sent me an email, well, not just, but a few days ago, about an opportunity, nothing too crazy, nothing too great. Just looking for a return in an opportunity in the country that they live in. And the projected return that they could get for a relatively short period of time was just under 3%. Now, I looked it over, and he's just looking for my comments. I looked it over, and it seemed reasonable to me. What if it had been 4.5%? I probably would have said, it's okay, 6.5%. At that point, I'm not liking that. It's too much for that part of the world right now. And I would have said, yeah, well, you can put your money in that, but that's just not, it's not matching what prevailing interest rates are occurring in that environment. So there is a time when lower returns are better than higher returns. You just need to be careful about this. I'm just saying.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.